Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is Juan Diego en las Mañanitas.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. I will open up rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the broad valleys. I will turn the desert into a marshland and the dry ground into springs of water. I will plant in the desert the cedar, acacia, myrtle, and olive. I will set in the wastelands the cypress, together with the plane tree and the pine, that all may see and know, observe and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. The word of the Lord. I will open up the rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the broad waters, says the Lord. I will turn the desert into a marshland and the dry ground into springs of water. Good morning. Buenos dias. My name is Juan Diego. My family and my friends usually just call me by my nickname, Juancito, in honor of John the Baptist. You know, the one who pointed to Jesus, the Lamb of God. Well, we are a rather poor Mexican family dedicated to raising mostly sheep and goats and a few rabbits and ducks as well. We have always had lots of animals around our small thatched roof house. It seems like we always have a new bird or a new squirrel or some new wild animal hanging around. Our home is kind of like a little jungle, and we love to be surrounded by God's beauty. We have two colorful jungle parrots, a donkey named El Jefe, and lots of cats and dogs. We also raise chickens and turkeys that we cook on festive days. In fact, on our pilgrimage this year, we will cook and eat one of the turkeys to keep us energized along the way to Mexico City. Thanks be to God, we've been able to go to Mexico City as a family several times. Sometimes somebody gets sick and we have to celebrate at home. But if it's possible, we fill our backpacks and set off as a family to give thanks to God. It is the joy of every year to celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe, our mother. If we're lucky, some years we get to even go to Mexico City. It takes a few days, but we love the visit whenever we have the opportunity. We always hope that we'll be able to have enough food for the journey, but we also know that some of our friends and relatives live along the paths that lead to Mexico City. Thanks be to God. There's a wonderful custom in the month of December. Families will open their doors and welcome those who are on pilgrimage to spend the night in a spare bedroom or in a hammock between two trees. It's all about being the people of God. The people of God who want nothing more than to celebrate the wonderful feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. The pilgrimage, of course, is to see La Virgen de Guadalupe, which every family hopes to be able to do at least once in their lifetime. For every Mexican, the first pilgrimage is always the one to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Just ask Juan Diego. He can tell you the story from the beginning to the end. So, folks, get your backpack ready. Put on some comfortable shoes, because our brother and friend Juan Diego is waiting for us. And more important is that he's taking us to see our mother. Yes, the mother of Jesus, La Virgen de Guadalupe. And deep in our hearts, we hear the angels singing Las Mañanitas.